It is 8:10 with Noah Kahn on KCHA. It is 70 degrees, sunshine right now in downtown Charles City. Today's community conversation is brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And we have Mr. Mayor of Charles City in studio, Dean Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Well, good. Like you said earlier, we're just recovering from a big 4th of July weekend here.
Wasn't that the festive event this weekend? I don't think weather played much of a role. I know Saturday afternoon was kind of iffy. Right after the parade, we got a bout of heavy rainfall, but I'm not sure if that affected much.
Yeah, I wasn't down at the park, so I don't know for sure either. I know it didn't last for very long.
No.
But it did rain kind of hard for there for a while.
It did. I was watching the downtown cams, and I noticed people scattering out of Central Park, but hopefully didn't matter too much. Well, how did your 4th go? Saw you in the parade, kids' parade, and the real parade.
Yeah, I got to lead 2 parades this year. Last couple of years, I've been involved with the regular parade since I've been mayor, but the last couple of years I've been with the kids' parade. That's kind of fun, too. Seems like that gets bigger every year. You know, I was down there getting ready, and man, the lineup went back forever. So
it did.
I think the kids really get a kick out of doing that.
That is awesome you do that. Well, let's go ahead and talk about something that should be opening here pretty soon is the City Hall and Police Department. It looks like everything's almost in place.
Yeah, well, they did a lot of dirt work last week, and so I think this week they'll be working on the landscaping. And so once they get that done and they get all the equipment out of there from doing the landscaping, then we'll be able to open the main entrance to the library again, which will be nice. You know, we've been using that back emergency entrance, and so it's been a little bit of an inconvenience for the library, but they've made do, so that's always good. But it'll be nice to have their main entrance open. City Hall's a little different story. We were waiting and waiting for the front doors to come, and then they finally came and they were the wrong size. So we had to, the contractor and the architect had to order new doors, and they were about an 8-week delay in getting new doors. So we're probably looking about the 1st of August to start moving into City Hall, the first part of August. So a lot of our furniture is also on back order. When we ordered that, they said, that'll be like 8 to 10 weeks also. So it'll probably work out. They'll both probably come about the same time. But, you know, we'd hope to be open the first, if not the middle part of June. Well, that didn't work. But like I say, the biggest problem is pretty much everything's done inside, but you just can't get in. So, and we can get in the back doors, but the public, it's the front public doors that are not available yet.
Sure.
So as soon as those get in, then we'll be able to open City Hall. But, you know, just with all, when they filled all that dirt in, it just kind of it's starting to look like it's finished, so it looks nice. And then we're going to put sod in. We thought that would be much better than putting in grass seed, because we would have people having to stay on the sidewalk, and how good people are at following rules, and so
stay off the grass.
Yeah.
Or the dirt, I guess, in this matter.
Yeah. We will put some sod in and some trees and some shrubbery and some different things. So that'll kind of really finish it off nicely. So I had my both my daughters and their families were here this weekend, and they all said how, man, that's looking really nice.
So, it does. It does look really nice. Can't wait for it to open. So you're anticipating possibly August?
Yeah, I would say the first to middle part of August. I think we're shooting for maybe a move in like that second Friday in August maybe. But that's real tentative at this point. But we want to be able to move in, and then because, when you move in, you got, not only you have to move ourselves and our furniture, but you got to move all that technology too. And so we don't want to be down for people paying their water bills. I think that's kind of the time when we send out water bills. And so part of what will be dependent upon how that technology can be moved over there, all of our computer work and software and everything. So
okay, now you mentioned water bills. Is the drop-off box going to be installed back over at City Hall?
There's going to be a drop-off box back over at City Hall. There's a drop-off box in front of City Hall by the front doors.
Okay.
But so many people use that drive-up one that we're going to put that back over there again too, because that's, almost every time I go to City Hall, there's somebody driving up, dropping off their water bill. So that's a real convenient option for people. So we'll have that back over at City Hall again.
Okay, perfect. We are speaking with Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews on this Mayor Monday. Let's go ahead and talk about housing. We have the Collective, Cading Properties. Give us updates on those.
Yeah, the Collective is open now. They're leasing, and I've heard had a pretty good turnout for people leasing out there. I don't know the exact numbers, but I drove out there the other day, and I saw at least 10 cars in the parking lot, but I've heard they're doing a really good business of people leasing up those apartments, which is exactly what we wanted. I heard somebody was new to town. Somebody was telling me they were new to town, and they are have a job that, you know, maybe doesn't pay. You know, they have a regular job because they're moving into to take this job, but it's not a real high paying job. So it worked out. This was exactly what those apartments are for, is people that, you know, have maybe have a harder time affording a expensive home or even an expensive apartment. This, they get, you know, they aren't paid for totally by the program, but they do get some help depending upon their income. So, like I say, that person, it's a perfect example of who that facility is for. I think I heard somebody else whose mother-in-law was moving out, was, you know, not really ready to go into an assisted living, but her home was just too big, and so she's going to move out there. So it's, you know, it's serving the purpose that we want it to. So they're going to have an open house next week. That'll kind of be their official kickoff. But yeah, it'll be they are open for leasing now. So you can just go out there. There's a clubhouse area and a leasing office, and that's where you can kind of go to sign up to be in those apartments. So
okay, excellent, great news on that. Something we didn't talk about before we went on the air is the railroad crossings. I know we're going to have some railroad crossing work done on, let's see, Grand, Brackett. I think they've completed that. Brackett, correct me if I'm wrong.
Brackett they've been working on, yes.
And then Lane Street. Talk about an update on that. So when can we expect that work to start up? Whenever the railroad gets to it.
So remember we talked about things were backordered?
Yeah.
Well, we had a meeting. The railroad, like you said, the Brackett Street work is being done or is done. The Lane Street work can't be done until the North Grand work is done. Well, we had a meeting, a pre-construction meeting, the end of May, because it was supposed to start the 1st of June. And the railroad said, we haven't ordered those crossing guards yet, and that's like 3 months out. We said, why did you not? We had a meeting back in October. Why did you not order them yet then? Oh, well, I don't know. No, they weren't at the meeting for number one. So, yeah, so the railroad kind of messed us up there, and I'm throwing the railroad under the bus because I think that's where they need to be. But so that's going to be probably almost an October project,
okay,
which is we wanted to get it done this summer before Washington School was open and different things like that. So, it'll be more in the September-October time. What they're waiting for is the new crossing guards. That's what they want to, you know, that's the main part of the whole grand project, is to move those crossing guards close together, because there used to be three tracks there. A few years ago, we covered over the two tracks which weren't being used, so we just put asphalt over those. But they want to now have those crossing guards are set for three tracks there, so they figure that's too far apart. So they're going to move them closer together to just the one track, and then they'll replace that one track, and then the city will come in and do the work on the street itself and make it more of a regular street. Right now, it's kind of almost like a prairie up there. You know, there are no curbs, so people go every which way. So it'll have regular curb and gutter and things as we do that repair on that area. So it'll be a good improvement. It's just that it didn't happen when we were hoping it was going to.
You kind of think you would have ordered that when the agreement was signed.
That's kind of what we thought, but
I guess I don't work for the I don't have railroad hours and all that stuff. So that work is to be finished here in the next couple of months. Anything else that you wanted to?
Yeah, speaking about housing, if you haven't been out on 11th Street, if you're going out to the Collective, you know, you have to go down 11th Street to get there. And if you look on, there's homes on the one side of 11th Street, and the other side of 11th Street is where the Cading project is. And that used to be a big field. Well, now it's a gigantic dirt pile out there. They've been doing a lot of dirt work. And so there's places that there's dug in, there's places where it's piled up. And so it's really changed. That old house that was out there has been torn down. And so they're really getting to working on that project out there, because they would like to be open next spring and summer. So they're really getting after it right now. As far as the terrain was not conducive to what they were planning on doing. So they have to do a lot of this dirt work before they can even get started building. But sure, they're working pretty hard at it right now. So yeah, if you haven't been out by there, it's interesting just to see what it looks like.
So what does one do with all that dirt?
Well, that's a good question. They're gonna pile it over across the street, the extra dirt, and then I don't know if they're going to sell it or use it. You know, area development will probably use some of it to level out some of their areas. So, sure. Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen to all that dirt, but I'm sure we'll find somebody. People are always looking for dirt.
I was just going to say, anytime I'm dropping stuff off at Shaw Avenue, there's people out there looking for dirt. So yeah, It'd be nice to have a decent pile out there.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah,
if they have any left.
It looks a lot different today than it did a month ago.
Right. Well, great things in Charles City. Anything else?
I don't think so. Just getting back to the 4th of July, I was also involved with the Firecracker 5, and it's early morning on July 4th at 7:30 that race starts. And so we had a really good turnout this year. We had about 86 people pre-registered, but then we had about 50 people sign up the day of the race. I think a lot of people do that. They say, okay, is it going to be too hot? Is it going to be raining? How late did I stay out the night before? Different things right, like that. So we were really pleased. We had, like I say, about 136 people in that 134, 135, something like that. So a really good turnout for that. And all the proceeds for that go towards our trail for expansion of the trail, but also just for maintenance of the trail. You know, we have a really nice trail system and we always are looking to expand it. But that trail system's, you know, 20 years old, and so it takes some maintenance too. So the proceeds from that run really help us to do some extra maintenance, and in conjunction with the money that the park board puts into it. But this is just extra money for the park board to do maintenance on our trail. So, and we had a lot of great sponsors who helped with that also. So, you know, pretty much the sponsors cover our costs, and so the race fees are all go towards the trail. So it's a really nice event. And then we had a kids run. This was like, I think, our third year for the kids run. And we divided, they can run a 100 meter dash or they can run one lap around the track. And the kids love that. So that's kind of fun to see that too.
And then it's nap time after that, right?
Yeah. For the kids. That's what their parents are hoping. Although it's pretty early in the part. Maybe we should have had that run about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it really right, would be nap time.
Right. Well, glad to hear everything went well for the 4th and the 5K. And I think we'll talk to you in the month of August.
Month of August, that's coming right.
Back to school time already. Yeah, speaking of kids,
yeah,
not going to want to hear that.
Yeah, they'll be planning on it, won't they?
It's 8:22. Thank you very much, Dean, for joining us. We'll talk to you next month.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
We have temps at 72 degrees this hour. We'll get your complete weather forecast coming up.